Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I hope I got on the same thing. Don't know if you can hear me or not. I hope that you could. I'm here live streaming. Don't know if you can hear me.
Let's see your call. See if I can call into my own show. Wish I not have recorded. It's probably the worst show in American history. But I'm going to keep rapping while my pregnant wife tries to get up and grab the phone. That's 2 feet away from her, but her belly can't move it. Belly and the dog.
Oh, don't throw it. I got a bucket of water.
So what's happening? What's happening? What's popping in these streets? I hear on live radio. You know, if you feel like you want to call on in. I'm about to call in my own show. Crazy is that? Dude.
Yo. Can you hear me?
Can I? Okay, that's cool. Yeah. So people can hear me. I just don't know how to. See, I don't know if I have to be on my phone. How does this work? Because I would like to just use the microphone. You know what I mean? But I don't know if my phone is tracking this thing. That wouldn't work. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Alright, looks like I need to be on my phone to do this.
Shucks, I was hoping to use the, well, I wonder if you can. Yeah, you sleep? Yeah, I'm on Blog Radio, B. What'd you say? Yeah, like you can call in as a guest, yo. I'm trying to see how this joint works, yo. What you sound like you're busy. Yo, what, your man game? Yeah, that's 646 number I gave you. All right. See how this works. See how many people we can get on. Sucks I got to use my phone. Thank God for unlimited minutes. God, I hate that you don't have a back button. Says search. Doesn't say back. I hate iPhones. So let's see. Discussions to talk about. I want to talk about when it's okay not to buy your wife a Valentine's Day gift. Oh, I called Tierra, not to call Vincent. You don't have Vincent's number, do you? Huh? Yeah, buddy. Wait for somebody to call in to see how this thing works. If you're out there, please give me a call. We can talk about everything. Out there in no man's land. Trying to see what's popping in these streets. Hopefully by the time this time next week, we'll have a little bit more things going. As I sit here and try to learn how to work an iPhone. These iPhones suck, man. Good thing about being on the radio is I've been listening to myself talk for years. Try to see what's popping. Yo! What you doing, yo? You sleep? Oh, man. You think it's bossy, bro. Okay. All right, man. Go sleep in here. It's time you call in. I got the radio show popping. Yeah, it's just me. Trying to get somebody on the radio, but you sleep, yo. I'll holler at you tomorrow. We can do this again tomorrow. That's the only time that was available. Yeah, buddy. Just sent this joint out to Twitter. If you're on Twitter, get at me. At Beach Bum Gun. All right, go to sleep, girl. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's only for a half an hour. I only got 19 minutes left. And then I got to get off. Then my episode ends, yo. This is my first episode. My first episode, I'm talking to you on the phone. See, it doesn't tell you if anybody's listening or not, though. That's what sucks, yo. Because if I knew somebody was listening, I'd be talking about what I want to talk about. Yeah, I know, but I wanted to see how this joint works. You can upload audio and all that stuff to it. You can add like commercials and all that stuff. I plan on adding the Buster Funny commercials. I gotta get my wife, the DJ, to do some cut ups for me. But alright, go back to sleep, yo. I didn't mean to wake you up, yo. I just called your wife by accident on Cheryl's phone, so I was trying to find your phone number and accidentally hit her number. I know she'd be asleep by 8 o'clock. Well, all right, man, what do you think? Let me finish my radio show, yo. I'm going to try to. All right, cool. All right, bro. All right, folks. Don't know if anybody's out there. But I got the wife falling asleep. Just lowered the lights in the room. About to put my ankles back in the cold water because I done busted them up. That's probably going to be about it tonight, man. You know, you gotta learn to live a simple life. You got to learn to enjoy doing nothing. Because if your mind's too active, you're going to get bored and you're going to get yourself in trouble. So a couple things I wanted to touch on tonight. Michael Vick is coming back to Philadelphia. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. Yes, the kid's exciting. Yes, the kid's fast. But he's like a buck 50, yo. And the kid hasn't played a full season but once in his career, minus about 2 seasons where he's played 15 games. But he keeps getting hurt. So now that he's old and he's beat up, I always say that. I could be wrong. The kid had an amazing year 2 years ago. But then at the end of 2 years ago, at the last 5 games, man, team started figuring him out then. And he had a horrific year this year. Maybe he's a gimmick quarterback. Maybe it just ain't him. Some people are bred to be champions, some aren't. The kid's probably a Hall of Famer. He's probably going to go down as a Hall of Famer. But come on, man. I don't know if that kid's going to win a Super Bowl. The kid killed dogs. I mean, at some point, karma just catches up to you. Thank God he was able to bounce back, get back in the league, get back some money. He's probably doing some good things in the community. I'm not going all Ray Lewis on you, but I'm just not sure if he's going to be able to get a Super Bowl when it's all said and done. I would like to because he's an Eagle. Hopefully he can prove me wrong and get a Super Bowl this year. But I can't put my faith in it. But hey, South Jersey, man. Flacco got himself a Super Bowl. University of Delaware. So that tells me, if you got a kid from the University of Delaware who is now a Super Bowl champion. Now, I know he went to a big school and decided to transfer down to Delaware. But if all the, I mean, how many teams are in college? 118? You mean tell me nobody could figure out this kid was going to be a beast? So all this money that all these colleges are getting from illegally paying all these kids, all this time, all this tape that people be quote-unquote watching, and you're getting it this wrong? I mean, good gracious, I even ended up at Towson University. And I love Towson, but you can't tell me I couldn't have played at a big school. And there's millions of kids out there who are just like me. So what's wrong with recruiting? I think it's just people just being lazy. I mean, honestly, how bad must recruiting be when you have guys like, and there's no disrespect to the guys, but Victor Cruz went to the University of Massachusetts, A-10. You see, and I hate the Johnson. You see how much of a beast that kid is? You mean to tell me he couldn't play on the University of Texas team with their horrible players? Like, we got to do something about the whole recruitment. I mean, look, pay me 6 figures. I watch football tape all day. I guarantee I can tell you who some athletes are. It's just common sense. We got about 14 more minutes left. Don't plan on being here on here the whole time, you know? Always say you gotta be true to your bedtime. Always gotta go to bed at a good time, get you some good rest. I can't wait to start putting commercials in this joint. I'm gonna be cracking a whole lot of jokes with people on here. Hopefully I can get some people to start calling in and we start discussing some topics. So I like to go back and forth. Like I really want to discuss, especially with men and especially with women, when is a good time, or when is it okay not to give your significant other a Valentine's Day gift? Now, women might say, yo, that's kind of ignorant, yo, it's Valentine's Day. Give your wife something. Give your girl something. Give your side piece something. Give your side piece girlfriend something. But, you know, let's be all honest. You don't always have to give somebody something for Valentine's Day. And I'm talking about as a present for them. I mean, okay, if you say, I'm taking my girl out to dinner, that means you don't have to give her a gift. You're taking her out for dinner. I mean, what is Valentine's Day? It's really not that big of a deal. Once you get into a relationship with somebody, then you got to celebrate anniversaries. You got days that you first met, certain days that mean absolutely, that have more of an emotional attachment to you than just a random Valentine's Day. Most women say that they don't need much. They're lying. Women want candy, flowers, dinner, and then some actually want jewelry. I would never give a woman some jewelry on Valentine's Day. What for? You save those days for what they really mean. So for what it's really meant for. Save that jewelry. But back to the original discussion. We have to come up with rules that say when and when you cannot, or when you don't have to, give a woman a Valentine's Day gift. Now my first thought is, if you get married within a year of your first Valentine's Day. Now, if you have money to just spend, okay, get your woman a Valentine's gift if money just don't mean anything to you. But if you're a normal working day individual, you know, you're making ends meet, you might have a couple bucks here, but you're trying to save up. Let's say you just got married and you're trying to pay off the wedding. There's no need to get her a Valentine's Day gift. Let's say, if you're trying to literally pay off a wedding, then that's Valentine's Day every time you make a payment on a credit card. And sometimes you have to remind women of that. That's not being ignorant. That's not being mean, but you're trying to get out of debt. You did whatever you could to try and supply a beautiful day that you could remember, and that costs money these days. I recently got married. They charged me for stuff that I still don't understand. And my wife, she did an amazing job with the wedding. But that thing cost, and with that wedding, I could have had me a nice brand new Benz. Walking around butt naked in the Benz. Shirt off, Jesus, peace, everything. But nah. What did I get out of it? I got a woman that I was already committed to, and I pay for everybody else to eat shrimp or crab cakes and drink as much liquor as they can until they throw up. What a gift. Don't worry. I would never take it back. Day in this world. I'll never forget the day I got married. It's the most amazing day of my life so far. But that Benz would have been nice. I could have still been driving around in that Benz. All gold, everything. I could have been Trinidad James after that one. So, first order of business, if you just get married with Anita, just tell her, like, look, the wedding kind of tapped me out. Can we just chill? I guarantee she'll say yeah. If you just got into a relationship,
I say, if you haven't told her you loved her yet, you don't have to get her anything for Valentine's Day yet. Like I said, these are present factors. If you just want to go out for a little dinner, just to spend some time, that should always suffice. I don't consider that a gift. You should always say never go cheap on dinner, on food, or toilet paper. So taking out the dinner, if she considers that a gift, then you should be golden. You know what I mean? Spend $50, don't drink at dinner. Just spend $45, $50 on a good meal. That ain't nothing wrong for a little Valentine's Day. But the whole flowers and candy and all that stuff, if you just got into a relationship, you don't need to be doing that. If you ain't told her you loved her, you ain't got to be doing that. If you just got engaged, if you got engaged within a year of Valentine's Day, you get it off. It should be considered a national holiday for men. There is no point of you spending money putting a fat rock on her finger that you should be putting anything else in a box wrapped up for at least a year. Valentine's Day just isn't that deep. Now you're still going to get Christmas presents and birthday presents, but they could be on a little moderate scale because you just asked her to marry. But that's about it. So that's my little rant today, fellas. Now, I was able out of 30 minutes, I was able to get about 23 minutes in. I'm going to start making some more notes, more stuff to talk about. Keep it going, but daddy's got to go to bed. All right, I'll talk to y'all.
He's out.